It's time for the WXXI Business Report. News Director Randy Gorman here in the studio. And Randy, it's been nearly a week since we had the big announcement from Xerox. So what's next for the company?
That is the million, or should I say probably billion-dollar question, Beth. The sale of Xerox, of course, announced last week, as you mentioned, to Fuji Xerox. That joint venture, which is majority owned by the Japanese company, continues to raise a lot of questions. Among them, what will happen to the local workforce? About 3,400 people work for Xerox in Rochester, many of them in Webster, as well as how the dissident major investors Carl Icahn and Darwin Deason will react to this deal. We really haven't heard a lot of reaction from them so far. One of the biggest questions long-term is whether the new Fuji Xerox, as they've been calling it, can grow revenues. That's been a big concern of the investment community. I asked Larry Madison about that. He's a professor of business administration at the Simon School of Business at the U of R and a former longtime Kodak executive. He does see some parallels with that company's problems in that both Kodak and Xerox have been dealing with technological change in their respective industries. With Xerox, Madison says, obviously, it's the general move away from printing, and even when there is printing, a move to a large extent away from the big centralized office printing equipment. Madison says the Fuji Xerox deal should at least help the two companies save money.
I think it will allow them to be more competitive over a longer period of time in a shrinking market. The benefits they get from the cost reductions in the joint venture will help them.
But Madison emphasizes he does not see how this merger will actually increase demand for product for Fuji and Xerox, because they both have been facing declining markets. New monthly survey on the job market nationwide put together by our local-based company Paychex. It shows some slight improvement. It shows an increase in small business job growth and wages in January. The job growth rate improved slightly in January, and wages up as well, up nearly 3%. And RIT's location in Dubai, they've actually got a campus out there, will get a new state-of-the-art campus. It is funded by the United Arab Emirates government to the tune of $136 million. This new campus in Dubai will span more than 30 acres. It includes an innovation and entrepreneurship center and sustainable buildings. A Dubai official says science and technology play an increasingly vital role in their shift to a diversified and knowledge-based economy. Beth?
All right. Thank you, Randy.